Jesus tells a parable to the religious leaders who are plotting his death, revealing that their plans will, ironically, bring about the fulfillment of Scripture. The Holy Gospel for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, World Communion Sunday, is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the people, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning, everybody. And again, today we're gathered around the family table. And today I brought a few things with me to kind of enhance our table on this World Communion Sunday. But before I get to that, I guess I've been thinking a little about the table that I ate at when I was little. I still have that table. The legs are off, and it's in my garage leaning up against the wall. It was a table that my parents got out of a Sears catalog. And somewhere along the way, they decided it would look better painted. And so it got painted this horrible shade of avocado green. And quite a few years ago, I stripped all that paint off and restored it to the way it used to be. It's a nice oak table, but it's really small. But when I was working on it, I remembered how it was as a kid. We had basically the same meal every day: meat, potatoes, and a vegetable. We hardly ever had dessert. Meat was this: hamburger, meatloaf, chicken, or pork chops. And they usually rotated in that manner because the hamburger somehow ended up as the next night's meatloaf. And potatoes were either boiled or mashed. And the vegetable was one of three: carrots, green beans, or peas. Now, those didn't necessarily rotate in the same order, but they kind of all tasted the same after a while. Not to say I was deprived. We did have a couple of fancy things. Once in a while, we'd have lefse. And then once in a while, we'd have Swedish meatballs, which I loved. And then we'd also, at Christmas, have rice
with lingonberries from Sweden. That was really a treat. Things have changed. We don't live in that same kind of meat and potato world that I lived in the 50s. So today I brought a few things out of my pantry at home. Here's a can of coconut milk. It's good in many types of Oriental rice dishes. It's from Thailand. Then this is jasmine rice. You'll notice it's unopened. It's only opened when my daughter comes home because my daughter is a sushi fan. Believe me, I never had sushi as a child. But jasmine rice is sticky rice, and she puts it in our rice cooker, and then she lets it cool on a baking sheet, and then she brings out those horrible, what are they, like, it looks like kelp leaves or some kind of leaf that's from the edge of the ocean. She puts those on there, and then I just let her do her thing. But this also is a product of Thailand. So there we are in one corner of the world. This is more my speed. I like gnocchi, potato gnocchi. I like to put it in soups. This is a product of Italy, and that's very good. And just to say that I'm not completely out of touch, this is pho, vegetable pho. And this particular one is very good, and this is from Vietnam. Another weakness of mine is fig orange spread. This is really, really good stuff. I like figs, and fig and orange are wonderful together. This is from Croatia. I also like to make, once in a while, things with mushrooms, and this is dried shiitake mushrooms. It's very good in soups, and this is a product of France. But you can buy it right here in Bismarck. So far, every one of these things you can buy at the local store. I'll kind of finish up here with avocados. Pastor Mark might even talk about those a little bit today. They're a product of Mexico. Very good for you. And I also like hearts of palm. Hearts of palm is good sliced in a salad. It's the tender center of palm branches, and this is a product of Costa Rica. Again, you can buy it in the store. Finally, I finish up with one of my favorite indulgences, Havarti cheese, and this one is from Denmark. So without going too far, I found that I have really traveled the world. And whether we know it or not, we have the world at home in our kitchen, in our pantries. All of this is food to nourish us. But on this World Communion Sunday, we focus on not only our differences, but also the ways in which we are the same. Different parts of the world eat differently. They nourish their bodies by different means, and that's great. But on World Communion Sunday, we look at our commonality. That no matter our difference, where we are in the world, what culture we're in, the foods we eat, today we celebrate the fact that we partake of the same body and blood of Christ. That the body of Christ has many different members scattered all over, near and far. But that diverse body is nourished by Christ the same way. As Lutherans, we say word and sacrament. Other churches have slightly different understandings of all of that, but communion is the same. The gifts of God for the people of God. And so today we thank God who not only nourishes our bodies, but feeds our soul with his very body and blood. Thanks be to God. I'd also like to lift up today again our new resource, which you can find on our website. Gracia will have this uploaded today for this coming week, Taking Faith Home, and this week's theme, Come and Fill Our Hearts. So we talked a little bit about how our bodies are nourished, but how Christ comes to us today and every day with word, with sacrament, with grace, and that's what fills our hearts. Thanks be to God. Amen.